These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. I'm John Hewlett, along with Favaz.
Hello, John.
Episode 74 of Qayshi Tapes. Today is an interview that I did on the phone in 2014 with Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers.
And of course, it's brought to you by Black Raven. You know, websites are not like the movie Field of Dreams. Just because you build it doesn't mean they're going to come. If you want your business website to get found online, it takes some strategy. You know, you need to put together a search engine optimization plan with a team right here in St. Louis. And you want to get found when people look for you, but you also want to get found when people look for what you do. Okay, let Black Raven AFC help you today. Just go to blackravendigital.com and reach up.
Now, Pat was calling because there's an album coming out of country artists doing Doobie Brothers songs.
Yeah.
And it included the members of the Doobie Brothers with these country artists.
Yes, it did. And I was looking at the track listing. It's some of the top country artists that are out there, like Blake Shelton, the Zac Brown Band that plays every year at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. So, yeah.
So let's pick up the interview, kind of in the middle of the interview, and he's telling us about how this came about.
Sounds pretty interesting. And so we kind of jumped into it. We just decided this is something would be fun to do. We did a crossroads thing for television with Luke Bryan, I don't know, 6 months ago, something like that. So this kind of inspired us even a little more, I think, to keep going and trying some country endeavors, if you will. This is basically a collaboration with a bunch of different country artists on Doobie Brothers songs.
Now, just hearing that, I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not a country fan, necessarily. I like to make fun of country music.
Country schmuntry.
Country schmuntry.
We sound like crap.
That's right. That should be the slogan for country radio stations in the market. Not ours, though.
No, never. Not WIL.
You think, well, country's hot right now. These rock artists are always interested in different twists on their own music. I'm thinking, let's do it.
But remember what I said, John. Those who can. Those who can't. Do country.
Do country.
And, we had, I'll try to mention a few of the artists that I can remember, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley. I love his suits and his ties.
Yes, I like him for his commercials with Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton's married to, what's her name? Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, and is on the Voice.
He's on The Voice, okay.
Toby Keith
is friends with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Zac Brown Band.
Zac Brown Band.
Really, yeah, they cover rock a lot.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, and I know
apparently he was going to try to stop me from asking him. That's why I said, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
A lot about your catalog.
Interview 101.
A lot of your music over the years. I don't recall the Doobies ever dabbling themselves in any kind of Southern rock sound, have you?
I think probably around the edges. We had a song called Blackwater.
Blackwater's not country.
Yeah, but maybe he's going, he said around the edges.
Yeah.
You know.
A number of years ago.
Yeah, maybe a little bit there, yeah.
See, you agreed. I was
kissing his ass right there.
You know, there's some of our, you know, songs like Long Train Running, China Grove have a little bit of that going on.
No, they don't.
Now you lost us for sure.
He's reaching now.
Country music these days is a little more rock and roll, so it kind of was a nice collaboration in that regard. You know, I think, we were probably more inspired to do this because of the success we had with the Crossroads thing that we did with Luke Bryan.
Maybe Tom will record the next Doobie Brothers album on his speakerphone as well. Looks like he's doing this.
What ended up happening with a lot of songs of ours that maybe might not have seemed so country ended up taking on a kind of a new personality just by virtue of the treatments that they were given. So,
how do you make the decision as, you know, how these songs end up being worked up? Is it the original artists who have some input into these songs being redone by country artists, or is it the country artists all themselves?
Ooh, excellent question.
Riveting.
You know, it was kind of like a once again, you know, more of a collaborative thing. The producer had a lot to do with the direction that things went. He was able to kind of bring us all to the same meeting place musically. We cut the tracks with a bunch of Nashville studio players. And so once again, you know, there was an effort to, you know, make the songs themselves fit into more of a country mode. They're not way different, really, from the original tracks, but each one has a little bit of something that sort of took it to another place.
I'm kind of interested in hearing this thing.
Yeah, I know. Now that I'm hearing him talk about it, what did that sound like?
And this is going to include Michael McDonald coming into the mix as well, right?
That's correct. Yeah, Mike.
Wait a minute. None of those Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers songs had anything to do with country.
And let's say also that Michael McDonald for this year, 2020, is back in the band for the 50th anniversary celebration, and they're going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he is a monster part of it, and good for him that he's back.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see that show.
Oh, it's going
to
be a great show.
Cut three of Mike's songs, I think. You know, it's nice for us to all be working together on a project again, a studio project. Anyway, we do some shows and so on together from time to time, but we haven't done anything in the studio for quite a while. So
they did have done some shows together from time to time, but never a big tour like this one that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Although Mike kind of joined us on our last studio effort. He came in and sang some. You know, I've worked with Mike quite a bit on other projects.
We're speaking with Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers. Pat, how were you able to hang in there all these years, going from the original Doobie sound and then into the Michael McDonald era, and now back to the Tom Johnston era? How were you able to be so melding in that situation?
Great question. And hold on, is my email open? No, I don't think it is.
No,
open.
I think your email at the time was open, and that's why you heard that little ding.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I just love to play. And
if you like to hear those things occasionally on Vinyl Exam with Mark Close, our radio show, we'll have some of those in there too.
What if you don't like to hear them? That's the question.
Well, they're very short, so they shouldn't bother you too much.
I've played all kinds of music all my life, so
it's... there's another one.
Emergency. Must have been an emergency.
Must have been one of your daughters.
You know, pretty much facilitate just
and that's learned typing away on their computer.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I can hear that, yeah.
But anything that comes my way, I think any musician, and I think it's not just me, you know, there were other members that kind of made those transitions. I think, you know, you just make the effort, and really, with the number of musicians that have come in and out of the band through the years.
I shouldn't have pointed that out. Now that's all I can hear. I don't hear a word he's saying.
I'm listening for it, too, to tell you the truth. Keep going.
It has been a challenge, but an enjoyable challenge to, you know, to facilitate other people's styles and songs. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to have some great writers and singers. And so for me, it's always been just an extreme pleasure, you know, to be able to have that opportunity, really, to step up and come up with parts.
Hey, you know, he's kind of boring right here. From now on, we must insist, we're interviewing anybody, don't talk on the speakerphone.
Oh.
You've got to.
I guess he's on a speakerphone.
That's why this sound sounds like this.
Oh, God, yeah.
Singing vocal parts.
Yep, he is. Yeah, now you say
guitar things. And, you know, I play a few other instruments. I've had been able to play banjo and stuff on different tracks for years. It's a challenge, but I think that's what musicians live for, is to have that challenge. And for me, it's always been a joy.
Well, congratulations to you on your great career. Pat.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Really, it's been a gift, really, for me.
That's Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers here on KC95. Thank you, Pat.
Hey, thank you, John. Nice talking to you.
Same here.
There you go. Nice man. Just wish it was a better connection, but not a bad interview as far as the questions go. I thought I was fantastic in that regard.
No, you did a super job, John. You are just so awesome.
But I'm like you say, now I'm interested in checking that album out, that CD or whatever.
Yeah, and I like you said, I cannot wait.
What was the name of the show? Again?
Southbound.
Southbound.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to be here this year, and hopefully we'll get a video interview with Michael McDonald, who will be in town. Who, of course, grew up in St. Louis, grew up in Ferguson. He knows Casey, and it's their 50th anniversary. It's a big deal for the Doobie Brothers. You know, they're going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this whole year, 2020. Is really cool, and it's going to be neat.
Yep. It's going to be a destination show for a lot of people, too. I think people are going to come all over from over to see this show. I know I will not be able to see it because the Cardinals are in town that night. Right. I'm going to go somewhere else and see it for sure.
Right.
All right. Thanks for listening. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STOUMan, and on Instagram, I'm John Hewlett.
And I am Favaz, and of course, the KC Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven AFC.
All right.
AMF, bye.
We're done. Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.